Joy W. I'm over.
Good afternoon.
Ken, haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing?
Can't complain. Headed to the house and it's pouring down rain here in Lyman.
Well, that could be a welcome relief, huh?
Right.
My car says it's 95 degrees out here. I'm at Donaldson Center.
Do that. It says it's 80 right here in the rainstorm.
KS4 VWA.
15 degrees. Go ahead, Steve.
It's 96 here at the intersection of Wade Hampton and Edwards Road. And Dave, if you come back up this way, I don't know what's going on, but you know the Denny's on Wade Hampton? Between there and Edwards Road, the power's out.
Between what and Edwards Road?
The Denny's restaurant there at the 7-Eleven gas station, from there all the way up to Edwards Road, the power is out.
Hope everybody, I hope somebody didn't run into a telephone pole and get hurt.
Well, hey, maybe we're going to be like L.A. and have rolling power outages now.
L.A., I did not notice that. I had a team that worked over there I'm saying that place, not Mission Valley, but the other one, Monterey Park, and they never had any power outages.
Wow, okay. Well, hopefully, but you know what? California says they're about to sign a big contract with GE for the Greenville gas turbine bunch that's going to get something like six of those gas turbines so that they can augment their power generation. And trying to get that online and get it on the grid so that they won't, you know, so that they can back up their power. So, how are you, Ken? I didn't mean to just jump in and dominate things. You doing okay?
Yeah, you're doing good. You're all right. I was just sitting here watching it rain, and it wouldn't do me no good. The darn rain was so loud you couldn't hear.
Well, send it up towards my house, man. Shoot. Man, we're needing it bad. So, anyhow, I'll jump out of the way. Y'all carry on.
Tell us about your new vehicle.
No more $5.69 fuel. No more $18 to get a half a tank or half a container or whatever the reserve is for the diesel exhaust fuel or fluid. It takes two of those things to fill it up, and I have to do it every four tanks. So that's 36. That's $72 every four tanks of fuel. No more extremely high taxes of nearly $1,000 every year. Man, it's a sweet relief. And plus, what I got was a 19 Chevy Silverado 4x4 Z71. It's not quite an LTZ, but it's the upper end of the LT range, and it's rated to pull 11,000 pounds, so, hey, I'm covered. I can pull my aluminum trailer with my Mustang on the back all day long.
Nice. I'm glad to hear that you don't have all those headaches that come with diesel. Diesel used to be a lot simpler. It sounds like now it's a lot more complex. Go ahead, Ken.
I think he was going to tell about that little transit that he got for hauling his airplane. I didn't know he got another truck.
Well, as I pulled in down there at D&D Ford and Pitt Transit, and they gave me a deal on that, and because of the classic cars, and I used to show my car down at the Motor Trend Show with Skip Davenport, well, he comes walking out there and he says, when you going to trade that diesel? I'll make sure we treat you right on that. So, the opportunity opened up, and I got a nice, nice, nice gas truck, and $7,000, and a 100,000-mile warranty on the gas truck to boot.
I hope that turns out to be a whole lot better than the other one. The other one was a whole lot of truck, too, you know. It was just big, massive.
Well, this truck is going to be probably the same size, only it's just a 1500 rated truck. And man, I tell you what, it rides a whole lot better than that 2500.
Planes you guys are flying.
Size? Make sure I have it. They're varying size. They can go from a foot wingspan up to, you know, some of them are 6 feet, some could go to 10 or 12 feet. They're just all different sizes.
I worked with and I saw on his Facebook, he lives in Tennessee, but he's into that, and he's got three or four of them, and he got a, I don't know, I guess there was a show or whatever, he got an award for his airplane and that, but I think these things they look like they're like about 10 foot long with probably about an 8 foot wingspan.
We had a fly-in at our field here last year in September, and a guy brought out what is called a Viper jet, and it actually ran on Jet A fuel, same as a regular turbine jet. And I'm guessing it was about 12 feet long, and the wingspan was about 8 feet. No, maybe not quite 8 feet, probably 6.5 or 7 feet. And, man, you talk about putting on a show. Woo!
Fun. I see on his Facebook where he's, you know, building it in his garage and getting it ready and doing a lot of stuff to it, so he enjoys tinkering with it. He's I think he's on disability from the military.
Over you, Dave. Ken, why don't you come on out with me and Dave one morning when it's nice and cool, and just come out and tinker with us a little bit. We'll get you hooked.
Already ruined that for me. You guys were talking about how you loved it and spending money and everything and that, and Mama was in the car listening. She's like, you can't get no airplane.
How much we've got involved in it, just a nice, simple, basic setup on that Bixler and a simple radio.
The truth, Ken, some hobbies, like if you're a fisherman, you got a bass boat and a trailer and a truck to haul it, or if you like camping and you've got a camper or camping equipment, this hobby compared to those hobbies is like a fraction of the cost. You can get an airplane for $100, a radio for $100. A radio can be used on 100 different airplanes. So some motors are like less than $10 a piece. Yeah, I mean, it's a range, it's got a much greater range. Like that jet that he was talking about goes for about $16,000. That's not what we fly. All right, we fly the guy. Well, you understand that everything that goes up must come down as planned. So we fly accordingly. W4DJW.
Yeah, right now my time, you know, with work and continuous, I don't have enough time to even go fishing for a few hours once in a while. By the time I get the yard done and other stuff that we got to do and that, so I've been working on my radio hobby right now.
There is a lot of crossover between ham radio and radio controlled airplanes. There's a lot of radio involved in both.
Better get your priorities reset for retirement there, Ken.
KN4TFW. I hear you. I heard you guys talking about, I guess, putting up a balloon with a repeater and flying some airplanes like that.
An extension of your current hobby. You don't have to open a new hobby.
Yeah, I hear you.
KN4WWZ. Welcome.
How you doing, Chandler? Jump in there with us. The water's fine. Might be a little hot, but it's good.
Doing all right. How about you guys?
Hi, where you are?
Well, you know, I got out of the rain. I'm over here on Gap Creek Road. It car says 80 right now, so I guess it cooled down the air. And that I'm almost to, 357, something like that.
Driving 101, and the car says 100 degrees outside.
87 over here in front of the Belk store on Wade Hampton. And towards those clouds that you were talking about, Ken. Listen, drag some of that rain back up towards Newcutt Road for me, bud.
It might be headed that way. I mean, it was kind of looked like it was kind of headed that way when I was leaving up there at Gossett Road.
I'm going to get a thunderstorm here on West Ferris.
Coming up in Lyman.
All right, see what we got going where?
I'm going to read and interpret radar.
Well, I know all about thermal throttles, ramifier shafts for adjustments, and all of that kind of good stuff.
Battery Express over there on Highway 14, pick up a forklift battery for work. I'll pick it up today, head to the house, and then take it back next time I go to work.
That rain is heading south, southeast. Nothing on the north side approaching us. Beyond that nice shower that you went through, Ken. So, no joy for us.
I need out. It's 102 in the off ramp on 85 at 101.
5 now.
Different day, just a whole lot hotter.
In Kentucky, in the morning, do a quick turnaround, pick up the daughter and granddaughter, and come back same day.
I stepped out and signed some timesheets from where I'll be back.
Tried any of those ultralights?
The powered ones. I did the equivalent of them. Over in France, they've got a thing called a parapont. And it's like a slice, it's like a cake slice out of a parachute, out of what used to be a parachute. And you sit down in it, you pull the strings off of Mont Blanc in France. But haven't ever done that here. Haven't ever done it with an engine strapped to my back or strapped to a cage. It's just a little bit too scary for me.
A good hobby to get into.
Well, I did check into the price of them. They're reasonable. They don't cost that much. About, you can get into them for between $6,000 and $8,000. But I've got other things I'd rather spend that on.
That one.
These guys fly those, though. If you're interested in going out there with us, you can. Usually there's guys flying in and out of there with those things while we're flying RC.
Of 101 almost to Fuse Bridge Road, right?
It's at the intersection of Jug Factory and, is that Jordan? Jug Factory and Jordan Road? Just a little bit, like a half a mile north of that intersection.
I think, as a matter of fact, I'm kind of in that area. I'm over by Greer High School right now.
At all. If anybody's flying, you could probably see them. Not quite, but it's not far from there. When you go up high with the airplane that has camera in it, you can see that.
A little airfield over there off of 101, but they're the north end of Cunningham.
That going north on 101, it's on the right, and it's got like a long field that kind of dips down and then climbs up as it goes into the woods off to the right.
Yeah, Roger.
That one you're talking about. I think that's right before you get to Skyland School, right?
Not that.
And flying in and out of that one, too. You can also go all the way up to Highway 11. Just continue all the way up to Highway 11, and right there where that intersects Highway 11, off to the right, you can see where they used to, I don't know if they're still doing it or not, they used to jump off Glassy Mountain and land right down there where those two roads intersect.
Where's the Wireman, right?
Really close to the Wireman, not far from him at all. But there's an open, big open field and a big clearing. That's where they used to land there from jumping off a glassy. I used to go up there and sit and watch them land. That was a long time ago. That was fun.
I'm back, just like a bad habit. Hey, listen, you talking about those hang gliders up there. The folks up at the top of Glassy tried their best to get that stopped, and they may have finally succeeded.
I stopped it. I didn't know if they were, but I thought I heard somebody. I thought Daniel said he goes up there now, and they're still doing it.
Well, I haven't seen them flying up there in a very long time. From what I understood, they had one guy up there that lived up there, and he would pass them in, and they'd go over, set up in somebody's backyard that was amicable to the situation,
and they'd take off and fly, and, you know, they had one friend up there, and that's how they were getting away with it, and from what I understand, that friend of theirs may have moved on, or was told that he could not give them permission to get in there anymore.
To the same understanding. Sounds like the do-gooders finally won.
Let everybody else tell us all what to do.
Hey,
Chad.
Hey, I'm right here above BMW plant, and BMW's got this funny-looking car out here. It's got all this weird-looking tape on it, so you can't make out the body style. They got covers over the radiator, and I'm going to say that might be a prototype electric. It's what it looks like.
Testing it down here, but they don't build any of their electrics here. Pretty much all of their electrics are being done out of the main plant over in Germany, and they may be bringing a few over here for testing in the heat.
Not for a minute. KN4 TSW.
Michael Hainberg used to work there. He was one of the engineers, and he used to drive the electrics out to the airfield, and it had all that tape all over it, that sticky, the plastic on it, so you couldn't tell where the body curves were. He put me in one of those one time, and man, the power those things have is just unreal. It's like you're getting shot out of a rocket ship.
Roger that. It's definitely a Beamer, and the tape is very confusing, but it's a really weird-looking body style. Let me see if I can get up. I'll get a picture up.
Is it like a zebra stripe? Black and white like a zebra stripe? I think I saw it over there on 101 on the backside, turning down the road that runs right behind the airport. I think I saw it over there on Monday.
Not more than one like that. They've got bunches of them. Michael was doing this back in 2015, and it was a black and white, kind of like a zebra stripe, but the stripes like run out and then run into each other and then appear and then disappear. That's just so you can't tell where the curves are on the body.
Yeah, so you should be getting the picture of it. It's definitely
anything digital trying to take the photograph. The military uses sort of a similar camouflage, only it's like little squares. Yep. Well, I just got a text message. I bet that Chad sent me a picture of it. Did you get it?
Fun yet. You guys doubled at the beginning. What were you saying, Chad? Steve went out.
Yeah, it's definitely zebra. I sent it to both of you. It's not a body style I've ever seen. And it's definitely something different, but it's definitely a Beamer.
You better be careful taking pictures of that thing. They'll come and get you for being an industrial spy.
He entered me at red light. He is gone. That thing will move, buddy.
That pattern has a lot more black in it than they used to be. Equals amounts of black and white. Now it looks like it's dominant in black.
The one that I saw the other day. The one I saw the other day was probably the, you know, when you say a positive or a negative on an image, if that one is a negative, I saw the positive. What do you want there, Chad?
So, man, me and my wife have discussed it. I'm kind of in favor of the electric stuff. But I'm kind of big into solar too, so I can see the potential. But I don't know about getting rid of my Cummins. I know diesel's high, but I just can't do it right now.
Those big heavy loads, especially on some of that equipment you purchased recently. So you have a justification for it. I just don't have the justification to keep the thing. So, hey Dave, when are you going to get you one of them electric jobs?
It's going to have to get to the point to where you can at least get your money back. Right now, I'm going for that yet. I'm not one of those for, at least not for something that costs that much. That's a novelty for the rich guys.
Well, listen, as a side subject, would both of you give me an audio report and tell me how my audio's running if I need to reduce my mic gain a little bit? I moved my Yaesu 8900R over into this new truck and just wondering how it's doing. Also, I'm going to give you 5 seconds dead key, see how it sounds. Any background noise while I'm running?
On high, but there's nothing but you when you're talking, and it's solid 100% full scale, full quieting.
See, I agree, Steve. I do think you could come down 1 point, maybe two, on the gain a little bit. Move it away from your mouth a little bit and let me listen over.
Well, that's already with me resting the mic on my leg as I talk.
Yeah, well. Okay, well, I agree with Dave then all the way. I can hear the air conditioner in the back full quieting.
Good deal, good deal. So no static, no popping, no pulsing from an alternator, no nothing like that.
Negative.
Okay, now I gotta go home and get my book and get back out on the book and get reduced my mic gain. Don't go into it, y'all did.
Oh, not your book.
The ID tone, what is it?
Can you say that again?
Your last transmission, you were transmitting over the ID tones.
This file, not your book.
Well, really all I need is the position of the menu, and I know how to get straight into the menu. I just can't remember the mic gain number, so... I keep it here in the car. I'll look it up here in a few minutes and get it turned down. So, no biggie. Just take me a couple of minutes. Hey, Chad, that's a perfect example of knowing your radio. I know the radio. I just can't remember the menu position because I'm running a 8900R. I'm running a 991A. I'm running a Woozon in the Transit. And I'm running a 3200 in the house just for fun.
Ooh-wee, that's a lot. well, I tell you, when you decide you want to give Windlink a shot, let me know. I've got all the configurations on a nice little PDF format. I know you do FT8 with the 991, but it wouldn't take much to move things over, especially with peer-to-peer. But at any rate, just going to let you know if you need those configs, I've got them.
Roger. Well, listen, I'm thinking about buying me an interface cable, and because I picked up a Yaesu FT950, a big frame base station, and I'm thinking about trying to run some other stuff on it, so that wind link might just be the very thing that I'm going to try over there.
A sound card in it, KL4NUE.
Gotten that far into it yet?
Well, let me know if you need some help with it. I'll send you the configs.
Roger, roger. I appreciate that. Well, guys, I'm getting close to the house. What are you doing out and about at Donaldson, Dave?
So, difference in those two manuals you were talking about, the user's guide, versus when you kind of look things up a lot, they call that a reference manual instead of a user's guide. So, when they got so much information that just a user's guide isn't enough, you get a reference manual to boot. And I was missing Michelin, so I just go over there and check. I'll make sure they're still there every now and then.
My goodness, you can't take the puffy marshmallow man out of the boy, I tell you.
Mind him, I haven't been over there in 15 years.
US-1 or the main place on Pelham?
US-1.
Pelham back when you were there?
Yep.
They didn't have you, well, no, I guess maybe since you were programming equipment and production stuff. That makes sense that they would have you over US-1.
Yeah, on the shop floor and look at their cut if there was an issue with it. So you have to be right there. They want you right next to the machine, just sitting over top of the machines that are doing the cutting. And if there's ever an issue, you just have to go downstairs and one of the machinists pulls you up and shows you, and you take a look at it, and then you go back to the drawing table and make sure that it's doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, roger. Yep. Hey, man, I provided them with digital imaging, you know, where they x-ray the tires and count the fiber or the textile. I look at the tringle. I provided them, let's see, got them at US 1. I got it down at Lexington. I've got one at Nova Scotia, and I got one in, where else? There was one more. I can't remember where the fourth one went, but anyhow, yeah, I got four of them out there.
Damn, there's not that many people that know what a tringle is. I am impressed.
Well, I don't know if I should let this out, because I'm not really doing much business with them anymore, but I used to make regular trips into Mark.
I wonder I didn't run into you over there, because I spent a lot of time at Mark, too. They would run by us what they wanted to do, and we would have to tell them whether that was possible with the machines that we had or not, or if they were going to have to buy something like a six-axis machine. And eventually, they bought six-axis machines.
Yep, yep. Now, do you remember the original x-ray department over there in Mark? Well, I handled all of their original paper processing for the x-ray and some of the replacement on those tubes, and I handled some of their digital when it went over. And they used to have, if you remember where that was, if you look straight back towards the back of the building, they had their custom engravers back there. They used to do some crazy stuff with those engravers.
That's what I started out on. So before I started developing software for the CNC programmers, I was a CNC programmer, and I started off with those engraving machines. You do everything in 2D, and then you project it to the profile in 3D. That was a lot of fun. That was a huge learning experience. Anyway, I'm at home, backing it in the driveway. Enjoyed it. You guys take care. Stay safe. W4DJW.
Out there, Dave, and hey, make a fun camping trip out of that last night in the downstairs. Oh, me. So, 73s, K4 VWA. Ken, you still there?
Yeah, I made it back. 73, Dave, K4 TFW.
73, Dave, K4 NUE.
I've been hogging up the air on you guys there for a couple of minutes. When did you say you was going to get you one of those there, Chad?
We've talked about airplanes, six-axis machines, paper machines, cars. I'm confused. What? And radio controllers. Which one do I need to get?
Well, I tell you what. You come on out with us, and we'll get you in the air. You won't have to spend a dime. And we'll see if you enjoy it enough to go ahead and pursue it. How about that? I'll put you in the air, Bubba, with a real gentle beginner airplane.
I do the airplanes. I may do that. And I think me and Chris have talked about that a little bit, doing that together. But I'd love to do the drone thing.
Well, isn't that interesting that you should say that? Because you know what I got for sale? I have got a DJI Phantom 3 Pro SE.
Tell me all about it.
Avoidance, altitude and position holding. It has follow me. It has visual back down to a pad, where you can see what it sees through the pad. Let's see. Has all the bells and whistles, all the features. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Oh, it's a 4K camera, video and stills, and it ain't nothing but fun.
you holler.
Roger. You need to come on out, and I'll bring it out and let you fly it and see if you want to get you one.
Let me know when the next time y'all headed out. I'll meet you there.
Where? Ken, you heard that, didn't you? You need to come out too, buddy.
Yeah, but it's kind of out of my wheelhouse and out of my price range right now. But I'm going to have to step on out here for a minute. I got to put some fuel in the car. KN4 GFW, 73, guys.
Ken, take it easy, buddy. And try to stay cool out there. I just arrived at the house, too. And, man, right now, well, hey, the temperature's actually dropped down here at my house. It says 93. So, whew, we're having a cold front here. So, anyhow, Ted, next time we go, I'll give you a holler.
93, Ken. Nice talking to you. All right, Steve, I'll give you a holler. And tonight I got to go and we'll finish up these Simplex call sheets. So you'll be probably getting that in your email. Maybe tonight, definitely tomorrow, though.
Sounds like a winner. All right, well, listen, you have a good day and 73s. Don't run over nothing with that big old new set of tires. KN4, it'll be a clear.
KN4, NUE, monitoring.
RIM, N4, MRY. RIM, N4, MRY. 4 MRY, clear.